السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربي زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم. إن شاء الله. I hope that all of you are doing well. So today for our class, Alhamdulillah, by the tawfiq of Allah, we were able to complete Surah Al-Ma'idah. And today, inshallah, we will begin with our next surah, which is Surah Al-An'am. Our lesson today is going to be from ayah number 1 to ayah number 5. And we'll start first with the recitation of these verses. If you all would like to open up your Qur'ans and follow along as we recite, starting from ayah number 1, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض وجعل الظلمات والنور ثم الذين كفروا بربهم يعدلون هو الذي خلقكم من طين ثم قضى أجلا وأجل مسمى عنده ثم أنتم تمترون وهو الله في السماوات وفي الأرض يعلم سركم وجهركم ويعلم ما تكسبون وما تأتيهم من آية من آيات ربهم إلا كانوا عنها معرضين فقد كذبوا بالحق لما جاءهم فسوف يأتيهم أنباء ما كانوا به يستهزئون.
Inshallah, that is our lesson from ayah number 125 of Surah Al-An'am. Now we will go ahead and look at the analysis of these ayat. Again, in the previous classes, we were covering the topic of mudud, the lengthening. So we will pay special attention to that in these ayat. But we will try to kind of recall back to all of the rules that we have covered so far. So trying to find the sifat of the letters. For sifat, we have like tawassut, rikhawa, tafashi, heavy and light letters as well. We will focus on this. We will also try to focus on makharij and noon sakin rules as well. And then, of course, the mudud. So, inshallah, try to keep an eye out as we read along. We are trying to fluently recite while also identifying these rules. So, the purpose of this activity is that we will go through once. And as we are reciting, we want to get to a point where we don't have to pause and think about what rule is applied here. When we are constantly doing this exercise of doing the analysis of the ayat, of going back and identifying the rules, and it is very helpful if we write down the rules underneath the ayat. So for example, if there's a heavy letter, we put H. If it's light, we put L. If there is a med, we can put 2, 4, or 6. Whatever the rule is, writing it down is really going to help the fluency of our recitation. So this is our goal, this should be our goal, that as we are reciting, we don't have to pause and we don't have to slowly recite so that we can think about what rule is coming next. We can read fluently without having to pause, without having to stop to think about the rules. Naturally, it will just come to you. And as we recite more and more of the Quran, you will find that certain words are repeated very often. And once you know that this word, this letter in, you know, the ra, for example, is heavy. Every single time this word comes, the ra is heavy. So then you don't have to think about it. Every time this word comes, there's always a mad. For example, the word sama. I know every time sama comes, it's a 4-count mad. So the goal of this is so that we can analyze our ayat, so we can get to a point where we can recite fluently without having to stop and think about what rule is coming next. Which is why I do always advise that as we do the analysis, if you have a pencil or pen with you, write down underneath these ayat. If you write with pencil, you can erase later on as well. If you're worried about, you know, just having too much on your Quran, you can erase later on as well. So just writing down, like for example, if we say there's tawassut, write down a little T underneath. If there is a med, you can write down the count. If there is heavy, light letter, you can write that down as well. And having this is really going to improve your recitation. It is going to help you, because as you are reciting, you are seeing all of these symbols, you will start using them, and there will come a point, inshallah, where it will become so ingrained you don't have to stop to think about what rule is applied here. So when we are doing the analysis, I would like if everyone can go ahead and try to do it on your own as well. As we recite the ayat, try to figure out what rule is applied here, and then write it down, and then try to think on your own that this rule is applied here, therefore the word is said like this. And inshallah, this thought process that we are lengthening out right now will happen in your mind at a completely different speed. Once this has become ingrained, you will be able to recite fluently, you will be able to read what comes next, and automatically know the rules that are to be applied here as well. So that is our goal in doing this exercise. We do want to be attentive, we want to do this with full attention, so that we are benefiting from this as well. So the purpose of this is not just to simply go through and, you know, just quickly listen to what rules are applied. We do want to do the analysis ourselves. So if you all would like, you can first of all write down as we go through. And then second of all, you can try to find them on your own as well. So before we get to that word, if you would like to try on your own, you can try to find that, you know, this is heavy, this is light. And then as we go through together, then you can add if there is anything that you have missed, or just to kind of check your own work. And inshallah, this attentiveness is going to be very beneficial. So with that, let's go ahead and begin from ayah number one. Alhamdulillah, we are starting from the beginning of Surah Al-An'am. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We start off with the praise of Allah. Alhamdulillah alladhi khalaqa as-samawati wal-ard. So here we start with an alif that does not have a harakah on top. So here we are going to add in a fatha. So you can write down a fatha on the alif. Inshallah, we will try to cover the rules of this as well. But when we have an alif that does not have a harakah and the next letter has a sukun, we have to add in our own harakah. So in the Uthmani, the Arabic text of the Quran, you are not going to find the harakah. In a lot of Indo-Pak Qurans that are following the text that is in Dubak, you are going to find that they have already written the harakats for you. So you don't have to worry about that. If you are following the Uthmani text, you will notice that alif does not have harakah. So you can go ahead and add a fatha on there. So it's going to be alhamdu. Meme here is going to have tawassut. We are going to rest on this meme for a little bit. Make sure that you give it its proper time. We are not bouncing on this. We are not reading it too fast. Rest on this. Lam as well also has tawassut. It is part of Lin Umar. The tawassut letters are letters that you rest on them as you recite. And this will beautify your recitation. We will say alhamdu al. Ham, rest on the lam and rest on the meme. This will beautify your recitation. Under both of these, you can write a little T for tawassut if you like, as a reminder. Lillahi, name of Allah here is going to be light. Whenever we have the name of Allah and the letter before has a kasra, the name of Allah or the lam in the name of Allah is going to be light. Lillahi alladhi khalaqa, kha is heavy, lam is light, qaf is heavy. Kha, you can put an H, lam, you can put an L, and then qaf, you can put another H. Khalaqa, make sure lam does not become heavy here. We are not saying khalaqa, khalaqa. Lam is not a heavy letter here. It is khalaqa. Okay, so make sure lam stays light. As-samawati, ma is a two-count med, wa is a two-count med. You can write a little two underneath if you like. Wal-arda, ra in this case is going to be heavy. Lad is a permanently heavy sound. Ra also has the wasut, so make sure that you do rest on this for a little bit. Wal-arda, ra is heavy, dad is heavy. Waja'ala al-dhulumat, Allah in this case is also going to be heavy. Ma is a two-count med, you can write a little two underneath. Wan-nur, here, this is mad arid lissukun. You can do 2, 4, or 6 counts. Like I mentioned, anytime there is mad arid, I always do 4 counts. So for this one as well, I will do 4 counts. The important thing here is that whichever count you decide to do, you must stick with that throughout your recitation. So for this one, if I have decided to do 4, every single madarid must be a 4-count as well. So for you, if you would like to do 2 or you would like to do 6, you can go ahead and do that. This is up to personal preference. This is not anything to do with your recitation or your style of recitation. This is just your preference. For me, I like to do 4, so this one I will also do 4 as well. And the nara in this case is also going to be heavy, so you can put a little H underneath. ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, ra in this case is again going to be heavy. بِرَبِّهِمْ, ra in this case again is heavy. Mim has تَوَسُّط. يَعْدِلُونَ, عين is going to be from the middle of the throat. It also has تَوَسُّط, so make sure you have a little bit of that strangulation sound. يَعْدِلُونَ. And you will feel that there is movement in the middle of the throat. If you are not able to feel this movement, you can put a hand on your throat, lightly press down, and you will feel some of that strangulation, and you will hear the sound of the ayin. Yeah, yeah. So now you hear that sound. And then here also, again, we end on mad'ad lit-sukun. This is a 4-count mad. Ya'udilun. Nun has tawassut. Anytime you have a mad and there is a sukun at the end of this mad, make sure that you give that letter proper sifat. Noon has tawassut, so we are going to make sure we rest on this noon, okay? If you do not give this letter its sifat, sometimes it completely disappears. So you will say, ya adilun. No, you don't hear that noon at all. So make sure that you give it tawassut, you give it some sifat. Ya adilun. Now that noon is very obvious. So do make sure that anytime you have a med followed by a sukun letter, you are giving that sukun letter its proper haq, its proper right, and you are giving it slifat, whichever may apply to this letter. Okay. Ayah number 2. Huwa alladhi, this is a 2-count mad. Khalaqakum, again, kha is heavy, lam is light, qaf is heavy. Make sure lam does not become heavy. Khalaqa. خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ طِينٍ. Here, this is going to be إِخْفَى. We have a noon ساكن followed by a letter that is not part of any of the other rules. This is going to be a heavy إِخْفَى. طِينٍ, طَ is going to be heavy. This is a 2-count مَد. طِينٍ ثُمَّ, this is again going to be إِخْفَى. قَضَى, قَاف is heavy. ضَاد is heavy. And this is a 4-count مَد. This is مَد جَاء is مُنْفَصِل. The مَد and the همزة are found within 2 separate words. We have the مَد in قَضَى and we have the همزة in أَجَلَد. So this is going to be مَد جَاء is مُنْفَصِل, 4-count مَد. أَجَلَى, because I am stopping here, this is going to be مَد الْعِوَد. مَد الْعِوَد means that there is 2 فَتْحَتَيْن. There are 2 فَتْحَز. There is the Fatha Tanween, and when we stop on Fatha Tanween, instead of reciting this as a sukun, we are going to recite as a 2-count mad. So normally this is ajalan wa ajal, but because I have stopped, I will say ajala, and then I will continue wa ajalum musamma. So this is a 2-count mad al-iwad. Wa ajalum musamman inda. Here also, again, because I am stopping, I'm going to put a sukun on the ha. When we have a ha with a sukun, we will make sure that we give it humps. Humps means that there is air, there is breath coming after you have stopped the makhraj of the letter. If you do not give it humps, then it is possible that you will not be able to hear that ha. So if I say rinda, I don't hear that ha. So I am going to give it humps, give it some air. Rinda. And this air is coming from the chest. Ha is a letter from the lower throat. So the air is coming closer to the chest. The air is not warm. If it was ha from the middle of the throat, the air would be a little bit warmer. But this is from the chest. So it's going to be kind of like a sigh. Make sure that you do say this letter with humps. Now, if you are not stopping, you are continuing, and you are saying وَأَجَلٌ مُسَمَّنْ عِنْدَهُ ثُمَّ, then this is going to be a 2-count مَدْ صِلَةً صُغْرًا. Mad sila sughra is a 2-count mad. It occurs anytime we have ha damir. You can tell because there is that small little wow after the ha. Most of the time, this is indication that this is ha damir, mad sila sughra. So this is a 2-count mad. You don't have to do anything additional. Just because you see that small wow, that is enough indication that this is a 2-count mad. That is only if you are continuing. If you are stopping, then you will give it a sukun. Make sure you give it some humps and then continue on with the next word. So thumma antum tamtarun. Antum, this is going to be ikhfa. Antum, mim has tawassut, rest on this mim. Tam tarun, again, mim has tawassut, rest on this mim. Antum, tam tarun, rest on these memes. Tam tarun, ra in this case is going to be heavy, it has dhamma. And then we end here on a 4-count, mad arid lissukun. Again, I have picked 4 counts. I will stick with 4 counts throughout my recitation. And noon at the end, of course, is going to have tawassut so that it is not dropped. In the next ayah, huwallahu, name of Allah here, sorry, wahuwallah, name of Allah here is going to be heavy. The letter before has a fatah. Wahuwallahu fis samawati. And then here, ma is a two count med, wa is a two count med. And then wafil ardi, ra is going to be heavy. Ra has tawassut and dad is heavy. Very important to note, dad is not a letter of qalqala. Qalqala means that there is going to be a little bit of bounce. The letters of qalqala are kutub jad. Qaf, ta, ba, jim, dal. Dad is not a letter of qalqala. So we are not going to bounce on this dad. Okay? We are not going to say wafil ard. Wafil ard. Don't give it that bounce because dad is not a letter of qalqala. Instead, we are going to give it some audible sound, but we are not going to bounce it. Wafil ard. So give it some sound. We are not dropping this dad, but do make sure that you are not bouncing it too much because it is not a letter of qalqala. It does not have that bounce. So just make sure you rest on it and allow that sound to kind of spread throughout the mouth and allow your mouth to become heavy with the sound of the dad. But again, don't bounce on it because it is not a letter of kutub jad. It is not a letter of qalqala. Ya'alamu, ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat. Ha is going to have humps. It is from the middle of the, from the lower throat. So it is going to come closer from the chest. Wajahrakum, close from the chest like a sigh. Ra here is going to be heavy. It has a fathah. Waya'alamu, ayn is going to have tawassut. So we are going to kind of roll that in the throat, have a little bit of that strangulation sound. Ma, this is a two count med. Taksibun, kaf is going to have humps as well. So we are going to give it a little bit of air. Tak, tak has a little bit of that air. And then we end on a four count. Mad'arid lissukun. Wama ta'tihim. Wama is a two count med. Ta'tihim. Here we have Hamza with a sukun. Hamza is a letter of jahar, meaning that when we have Hamza with a sukun, the letter will abruptly stop. The sound will abruptly stop in the middle of the throat, okay? Or in the lower throat. So we're going to give it a little bit of that jerk. Da, da, di him. Okay, a little bit of that jerkiness because Hamza has jahar. Da, di him. D is a two count med. Min ayatin. Noon has tawassut. It is a letter of idhar, meaning that noon is said very clearly. The next letter is one of the throat letters, so it is going to be very clear. Ayatin. A is a two count med badal. The hamza comes before the alif med. So this is med badal. It is two count. Ayatim min ayati. Min ayati. Again, this is idhar, so the noon will have tawassut. We are just going to rest on this and say it very clearly. Ayati. A is two count med. Ya is two count med. A is a two count med badal. Hamza comes before the alif. Rabbihim. Ra is going to be heavy. Mim has tawassut. Illa. This is a two count med. Ka nu. Ka is two count. Nu is two count. Anha. Noon is going to have tawassut, so just rest on this. It is also a letter of idhar. The next letter is a throat letter, so that noon is said very clearly. Ha is a two count med. Mu'aridin. Ayn is going to have tawassut. It is going to roll around in the throat. Ra is going to be light. Lad is going to be heavy. And then we end here on a four count med. Then the last ayah, ayah number 5, faqad, qaf is going to be heavy, dal has qalqala, kathabu bilhaqqi, lam is going to have tawassut, rest on this for a little bit, haqqi, qaf is going to be heavy, lamma, this is a two count med, ja'ahum, this is a four count, and this is going to be med wajib muttasil. Hamza and the med are found within that same word, so we are going to pull this for four counts, this is med wajib, ja'ahum, mim has tawassut, rest on this. فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِيهِمْ. Again, we have Hamza with that sukun. So give it a little bit of that jerk. It has jahar. So make sure that it does abruptly stop in that throat. يَأْتِيهِمْ. D is a two count med. Mim has tawassut. أَمْبَاءُ. This is going to be iqlab. We see that there is a noon followed by a small meme. There is a small meme on top of this noon. So this is iqlab. We are not going to say that noon. Instead, we will say the sound of the meme. أَمْبَاء. And then here we have a four count med. Again, med wajib muttasil. We find that there is that med and the hamza within that same word. Ba'u, four count med. Ma, two count. Ka, two count. Nu, two count. Bihi, two count. And this is going to be med sila sughra. We see again there is that ha dhamir. We see that small ya next to it, which is a good indication that this is ha dhamir. This is a two count med. Yastahzi'un. Seen, we will rest on this for a little bit. Seen is a letter of safir, which means to whistle. So you will find that the seen sound does have a little bit of that whistle. Yes, yes. And then ha is also going to have humps. Yastahzi'un. Rest on this scene and give it some whistle. Rest on this hat and give it some air from the chest. يستهزئون. And then here we end on a four count. مدعالد للسكون. Again, نون has to whistle. So just make sure that you rest on that four a little bit so that it is very audible. So inshallah, that is our lesson for today. Ayah number 1 to ayah number 5. And we will stop here. Inshallah, in the next class, we will continue from ayah number 6. جزاكullahu khairan kathiran. Subhanakullahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.